and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More plans are being set after yesterday's death of former President Jimmy Carter. The state funeral is January 9th at National Cathedral in Washington. That will also be a national day of mourning. President-elect Trump has backed Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson in his bid to continue serving as Speaker of the House. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
As he presides over a razor-thin GOP majority that includes a number of outspoken skeptics, you might even call them dissidents, it's by no means a sure thing that the speaker will hold on to the gavel. But the president-elect's endorsement could help. Donald Trump says on social media that Mike Johnson is, quote, a good, hard-working, religious man who will do the right thing. Trump urges House Republicans to, quote, not blow this great opportunity which we have been given.
President Biden announcing another $2.5 billion military aid package for Ukraine. Wall Street major indexes closed lower. The Dow slid 418 points. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call shares thoughts on impaired driving. In a year-end interview, the AG said intervention and treatment can play a role in reducing OWI cases. Call said for those struggling with addiction, having interventions happen early in the process and following up to support those is likely to reduce the number of cases. The Democratic AG said the state has some good programs in place for addiction and substance use treatment. Law enforcement will be out on New Year's Eve, traditionally one of the most dangerous times for crashes involving drunk drivers. Call says he knows Wisconsin's district attorneys make appropriate charging decisions in OWI cases. The Department of Workforce Development recognized UW Health as a Vets Ready employer and awarded it a gold certification in the large-sized business category. UW Health initiated participation in the Wisconsin Military Medics and Corpsmen program. UW Health also temporarily waives the credential and license requirements for eligible military members so they can work in civilian healthcare roles while getting additional medical licenses. UW Health also supports their employees who still serve in the military and those who have retired or separated from military service with a resource group. Investigators say a Milwaukee crime is connected to a homicide in Kentucky. Kentucky State Police allege 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis of Milwaukee forced his way into a home Friday morning and shot two women. One victim, Davis's girlfriend, died. Davis was taken into custody later that day behind the wheel of a car connected to the shooting. Court documents state that Davis told police that he drove to Kentucky for the purpose of killing the victims.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers are swept by the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the second time this season, the Packers lost to the Vikings, again by just 2 points, the final 27-25 at U.S. Bank Stadium. Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked, if the team has lost any confidence after being swept by both the Lions and now the Vikings this season.
Not at all. I told our guys at halftime, believe in ourselves. At the end of the day, like I said, we did a lot of things I feel like was on us. So I told our guys, believe in ourselves. I don't think it was nobody in here that believed that we were just going to lose. I think everybody had the belief that we was going to pull it out some type of way. We just fell short today.
The Packers will host the Bears next Sunday at noon. Men's college hockey. The Badgers beat the UConn Huskies 4-3 to win the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee. It's the third time in 4 years Wisconsin has won the tournament. NBA, the Bucks are in Indianapolis tomorrow afternoon against the Pacers on New Year's Eve. Tip-off time at 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of fog and lows in the upper 20s. And staying mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high in the mid-30s. A little bit of sunshine on New Year's Day, high in the mid-20s. And around 20 to the low 20s with more sun Thursday and Friday.
Right now it's 31.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll review the strikes and gutters, the ups and downs, and the good and bad of 2024. Plus, how much use are those New Year's resolutions worth anyway? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who writes checks his mouth can't cash, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do it. It's on, ladies and gentlemen. It is happening. It is the eve of New Year's Eve. How do you like that? Conrad, good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
You told me, I'm not going to repeat exactly what you said, but you were pretty bored Friday night. That's why you texted the show on your night off.
Yeah. It was, you know, but it was a great question. And
this is an action movie, right?
Yeah. And I don't think we haven't talked that much about action films.
Correct.
So I thought it was an interesting talk. Yeah. And definitely mine was The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, that was a good one. I kind of forgot about that one.
It's
like one of those.
It feels under the radar still, but it isn't kind of. You know what I mean?
Wasn't the guy that was accused of cannibalism the star of that movie, Armie Hammer? He's the one that said he wanted to eat his girlfriend or something like that.
Well,
that'll get you canceled.
We don't talk about that, you know?
Yeah. We don't talk about cannibalism enough on the show, to be honest. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. We are celebrating New Year's Eve on the eve of New Year's Eve. This is our last full show. We will be off tomorrow night and New Year's Day and back on January 2nd and 3rd. Fun shows this week. We've got a great show tonight. Two very funny guests. John Egan, Appleton-based comedian, who I just met recently, is coming into the studio at 6:35. And a Chicago comedy staple, Bill Gorgo, will be here. Bill is one of the Chicago comedy all-stars who will be celebrating here in Wisconsin tomorrow night in Port Washington. We'll talk to Bill about that show. I think you can still get tickets for that. Bill will be on the show with Jimmy McHugh and a couple of other comedians as they ring in the new year in Port Washington. You could do a lot worse than Port Washington. That's a great town. Right on the lake. Just a beautiful city. Only 30 miles from Milwaukee. I think you could, that's as good a place as any to ring in the new year. So we'll have John and Bill, two comedians on tonight. That'll be fun. You know what? I think we should jump into this, Conrad, because I'm really hoping we engage people. And I hope, if you're listening, I hope you guys take part in our question of the night, which we will let you know right now.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your New Year's resolution? Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. You've still got a day or two, but we're going to ask you ahead of time. If you want to try one out, that's fine. Let us know what your New Year's resolution is at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will be reading your answers on the radio as we do. We love to ask questions, and we love when listeners respond. So let us know on the text line or on the app. That's very easy to use, too. Just click the little text icon. And if you happen to be watching the radio, Conrad will tell you how to reach out to us there, too.
Yeah, so you can comment. We're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WISS and WGBW. On YouTube, Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, Civic Media, WGBW.
Do you have a New Year's Eve or New Year's resolution?
The New Year's Eve resolution is, yeah, I haven't thought about it too much.
You got time.
But I would say it's just, you know, it's the same thing every year for me. I feel like
get
just,
in shape, eat better. That's what everybody's just, is, right?
Just taking care of myself, you know?
Yeah.
Really getting into health.
I'm going to be even more specific because my New Year's resolution is right along the same lines as yours, but I'm just going to give up processed sugar. I don't want processed sugar. And I feel like even if I skip a workout or if I don't get cardio that day, more importantly, if I'm not taking in processed sugar, I feel like that's even bigger because that's, you know, as you get older, the working out is important, but it matters less than what you eat. So that's it for me this year. I'm really committed to giving up processed sugar.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but let us know what you guys are thinking. Let's all do this together. Let's be each other's sponsor. Let's lean on each other and let's depend on each other. What is your New Year's resolution? It could be something you want to do too. It doesn't have to be something you'll give up. Like I would like to be nicer to people. I say that every year too. I think I'm a fairly decent person, but we all have our moments where we get crabby or embezzle money or knock off a bank. Those things happen.
I was going to say, how fast does that resolution go out the door?
Boy, I think I want to say like January 13th is something like national throw in the towel on your New Year. Like they don't even last two weeks, you know? So that's kind of crazy.
I remember last year on I think a couple days after New Year's, we listened to that clip. From what show is it? When is it too late to say Happy New Year?
Stop saying Happy New Year. Yeah.
Yeah. Like 3 days. Then after that, you can't say it anymore.
You can't say it anymore. And then a week after that, everybody gives up their New Year's resolution. Nothing changes and life goes back to normal. I would like, if I could ask the fine citizens of Green Bay, because we broadcast from downtown Green Bay, not to drive by and rev their engines.
There we go.
And fix your damn mufflers. My goodness. You know what I hear? Every time I hear someone gun it to make their muffler as loud as possible, all I hear is compensating, 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 compensating. It's terrible.
Yeah.
That would be my resolution to others. Conrad found this great story about a couple that got, got married. Tell us their names, Conrad.
Well, we'll go back to just say Burger King pretty much.
Yeah. Illinois Burger King wedding may be first sponsored by the fast food chain. Speaking of giving up crappy food, Ashley King and Joel Berger tied the knot on Burger King's dime in Illinois. You know what? When I read this article, they've been dating or they've known each other since kindergarten.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is brilliant. I can't imagine. This is the first wedding sponsored by fast food. And what did it cost? What does it cost Burger King? 20 grand for free advertising, and it's a feel-good story, and it's great. And pretty attractive-looking wedding party, I have to say. Pleasantly surprised that a fast food chain is sponsoring a wedding and the people are attractive. Lots of bridesmaids and groomsmen, and they're all wearing paper hats or the crown.
Yeah, the crown. And then if you look at one of the pictures, if you remove the shirt or the dress shirt, under it is a Burger King.
A cufflink. Yeah. That's awesome. They have Burger King napkins at the table. And the only downside that I can see is when they walk down the aisle, instead of Here Comes the Bride, they played Whopper, 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 which would make everybody want to blow their own brains out.
Yes.
That they have a new song. I when I was watching football this weekend, it was like, it's something like Melt Whopper. Like whoever is writing the jingles completely mailed it in.
They just like, all right, how can we make this annoying as possible for everyone viewing football?
Yeah.
And they play it every break.
Every single break. So that's a good story, though. Their last name, if they go with hyphen, will be King Burger.
What do you think a good kid's name would be?
Junior Whopper. Junior? You could call him Junior.
Junior Burger King.
Charbroiled. Come here, Charbroiled.
Melt.
Melt. That's what it was. That was the annoying lyric. But I guess their last name kind of has to be Burger hyphen King.
They have to do it.
Why wouldn't you?
Unless unless they mess it up and accidentally do King / Burger.
I don't know, though. I would like confirmation if Burger King had an open bar for the couple or if it was a cash bar. I don't know.
They did, like, drinks themed from Burger King.
It doesn't really say in the article if they serve, like, Burger King food.
Yeah.
That would maybe a deal breaker because that I would wear the crown to get the free wedding. I'm not serving, you know, nacho fries. And yeah, I couldn't do that. That would be too terrible. This is the greatest time of year, folks, because to me, like, I took a few days off last week. Both the kids are home. We've been watching movies nonstop. And that to me is the and I felt a little guilty about it because it's been nice out. So I felt like I should have probably taken more walks. But we watched movies. We watched 28 Days. And 28 Days, I'm sorry, 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later, because 28 Years Later is coming out in June. We decided to have a little zombie fest. So that was fun. I also watched The Order with Jude Law. Paid the $20, Conrad. I went all out.
Well, look at you.
And it was worth it. It was a really good movie.
Okay.
Very solid filmmaking. It was a period piece, took place in the 80s, about a white supremacist group that knocked off banks to finance their terror operations, and Jude Law was the FBI agent on their tail. Fun movie, good movie. Not a fun movie, I would say, but a really well-done movie. And then I watched Conclave, too, which I enjoyed, about selecting the Pope, which I'm told is, you know, pretty accurate. It was... It's weird because it's one of those movies I thought, oh, Catholics are going to hate this. And I was raised Catholic. I have 16 years of Catholic education, but it sounded like it was going to be kind of a anti-Catholic thing, but it's not. It's really just about how they select the Pope. And some of the popes are like, or wannabe popes are like seriously, you know, jockeying for the position and they want it desperately. Other guys don't want it. It was pretty fascinating. It was a bit of a mystery too. So I really enjoyed it. And great actors, John Lithgow, Ray Fiennes, who I still call Ralph, Stanley Tucci, who I love, Isabella Rossellini, who I love, great cast. I recommend Conclave. I enjoyed it. And what else have I been watching? I started Landman.
I haven't heard of that.
That's a Taylor Sheridan. It's kind of like in the mold of Yellowstone, Billy Bob Thornton, and John Hamm. You kind of know what you're going to get. Taylor Sheridan is sort of bringing his own brand to... Like, there's swearing, there's womanizing, there's oil men talking macho. It's kind of like Yellowstone. And I haven't turned this one off yet. I quit Yellowstone, like, probably early season 3. But this one I'll stick with a little bit. I want to see where it's going. And Demi Moore, plays John Hamm's wife. And I'm on, like, episode 4, and she's had 2 short scenes. So I figured she's going to get more involved as the story goes on, as will John Hamm. I don't know. Are you watching Landman? Let me know. Shoot us a text. What did you say you were watching? You saw?
Oh, no, because we both, or you put on the list Man on the Inside. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if did you watch it all?
Just the pilot.
What did you think about the pilot?
I like the pilot. I'll go back to it.
I finished the whole thing.
Wow.
Loved it. I hope they make it season 2.
Oh, fantastic. How many episodes are there?
I believe there's 6.
Oh, that's
no, nice. There might be no, I can't remember. But I recommend watching it all.
I'll finish it. I liked it. I love Ted Danson. He hasn't had very much success in TV, so I'd like to help out. All right, so John Egan will be here. Appleton-based comedian at 6:35. Bill Gorgo at 7:20. Our question of the night, what is your New Year's resolution? Share it with us, folks. Be part of the show. We love it. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the center, WRCE.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You've been around for such a long time now. Or maybe I could leave you, but I don't know how. And why should I be lonely?
That is the voice of Tracy Ullman, who has a birthday today. Love Tracy Ullman. I love that song. Tracy Ullman had a show on Fox in 1988. And that was where The Simpsons premiered. They showed little quick animated clips of The Simpsons, which went on to become The Simpsons. So we have Tracy Ullman to thank for that. She turns 65 today. Conrad, every once in a while, we see an influencer, I guess you'd say, so who has a birthday that I've never heard of. We had Little Poo Poo or whatever his name was. Poopy.
Little Poopy, yeah.
And then we had IHS Cupquake. I don't know what that meant. I have no idea. But today, YouTuber Meat Canyon.
I actually love that guy's stuff.
You know this guy?
He does like all cartoons, but he makes it really comedic and it's so funny.
Oh,
great. If you actually have a chance to just sit down and watch one of his videos, you should.
What is a meat? I'm sure it's something sexual that I haven't heard. If you really use your imagination, Meat Canyon can mean a lot of different things. Do you know what he's going for there?
So he said it in a podcast once. And I totally forgot, but it has something to do with him, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything sexual or anything.
I've seen him. I hope not. At least that's not where my mind goes.
But yeah, he has some great videos. Yeah, I enjoy his stuff.
Fair enough. Happy birthday, Meat Canyon. Hey, we have some fun stuff happening here on Civic Media. Tomorrow night, as I mentioned, we'll be off. We put together an hour, kind of a special hour of me on other Civic Media shows with your favorite hosts, Jane Mattinara, Greg Bach, Mino and the Mayor. Who else do we have? Todd?
Well, it was actually...
Todd Alba?
Yeah, it was just...
Or just those two?
Yeah, just those two. Mattinara and Aaron, Mino and the Mayor.
So that'll be fun. That'll kick off. Then Lou comes on at 7 o'clock to kick off his New Year's Eve extravaganza, which Lou is just awesome. That will be a lot of fun. And then on New Year's Day here at Nightlight, we have a best of show we put together. And it's one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr, who does Bar Band Friday night every Friday here at Nightlight. We cut together some of our favorite bands and interviews with Terry. She brings new music every week, and it's just great. So we put a best of. That's a great way to ring in the new year with 2 hours of Bar Band Friday night. So that is coming up on Wednesday night, and then we will be back live on January 2nd. So checking the text line, Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry from Horicon. Great to have you with us tonight, Sherry, on the eve of New Year's Eve. Sherry says, try to say something nice about the other political party, in Sherry's case, that's Republicans, to my totally Trumper son. Okay, well, we got to build bridges, Sherry. It's not always easy, but I appreciate you. Obviously, the loved ones take precedence. You have to find a way to coexist. I think a lot of families deal with that. Different political opinions in families. You got to get past it. So I applaud you, Sherry, for making that your priority this year. And good luck with your resolution. From the 608, hey, Pete, my New Year's resolution is to be less apathetic, trying to look at others' POV, point of view, and find healthy resolutions to problems. This shouldn't be a New Year's thing, but it's a good excuse to just be better. Good luck, and thanks for the fun show. Thank you, AJ, and good luck with being less apathetic. That whenever I hear the word apathetic or apathy, I always start to laugh because I feel like there's a joke coming, but that text was not apathetic. Like, AJ put a lot into that text, so thank you, AJ. I hope you find ways to care and motivate yourself to be less apathetic. That's so important and something I think we all struggle with. Anna from Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. My New Year's resolution is to walk more. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Anna, and good luck with that. I might start mall walking again.
I used to work at a mall.
Really?
And I'd see them. They'd get there before I would for work.
Yeah.
They'd be walking every day and the same people.
And good for them. Like, I used to laugh. I'm like, mall walking? Pfft, whatever. Yeah, that's a workout. And then when we moved here from a warm weather climate, I found myself mall walking and I was only like 40. I'm like, I'm mall walking. And I felt like an athlete. I would just be passing people like crazy. You know, on your left, on your left.
See, if I did that, I think I'd stop at the coffee shops though and just get the coffees there every morning.
That's okay. You become like a, the popular guy at the mall. Monica from Mount Horeb says, I find when I make negative comments about someone, the conversation just spirals into a lengthy session about that and other grievances. So I'm going to attempt to make negative comments. I'm going to attempt not to make negative comments about anyone. Following the, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all advice. Boy, good luck with that, Monica. I think we should all do that. I know I've tried, and then I go off on a rant once in a while, and I feel bad. Or I'll do it in front of my kids. Feel bad, so I wish you luck. Bill from Green Bay says, hey, Pete, did you see Conclave in the theater, or what streaming service is it on? Bill, Conclave is on Peacock, and it's interesting you say that. My mom saw it and liked it too, but she says she wished she saw it on the big screen. And I don't really understand that because it's not like a crazy cinematic movie. I think maybe she just wanted the feel of the big screen, but I liked it. I just saw it on my 50-inch TV and thought it was really good. So check it out, Bill, if that's your type of movie. Anna from Madison says, Conrad, your fast food wedding story reminds me that a Taco Bell in Vegas has a wedding chapel on the second floor. People can have a Taco Bell wedding. You don't want a wedding, though, that like makes you run to the bathroom.
Yeah, I think that's a disaster waiting to happen.
On your wedding night or during your honeymoon. What's the matter? Well, you had Taco Bell. We got married at a Taco Bell.
The whole wedding party?
Terrible. Nachos Bel Grande is the main course. Bridget says, she's in the 818. She says, have more experiences. Instead of social media or TV or work, I want to do more. Pickleball, see a play or a concert. See, that's a great one because that's not just giving something up. That's like trying to be more active and actively doing stuff. Love it, Bridget. Thank you. Susan from McFarland says, Pete and Conrad, your show and movie picks. I don't make love your show and movie picks. I don't make resolutions, though. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Susan. You know what? If you don't make resolutions, you won't be disappointed. So Susan she can't consider herself a quitter if she doesn't even try. That's what I'm taking away from that, Susan. We have a lot to learn from you. Thank you very much. God, I had so much to say. We ran out of time. Keep those texts coming, folks. We'll read them throughout the course of the show. What is your New Year's resolution? We're kicking off New Year's Eve on the eve of New Year's Eve here at Nightlight, and I want to hear from you. What is your New Year's resolution? 855-752-4842, or text us on the app. That's always fun, and it's however you get a hold of us, just get a hold of us. Appleton-based comedian John Egan coming up after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed and tells you what you need to know. And then we've got comedian Bill Gorgo at 7:20. Lots of laughs tonight on Nightlight. Great to have you with me on the eve of New Year's Eve. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding Wisconsin residents to check their current property tax bill for the lottery and gaming credit. The credit provides direct property tax relief to qualifying taxpayers on their property tax bills displayed as a reduction of property taxes due. Lottery proceeds are paid into a separate segregated state fund. This year's estimated average lottery and gaming credit on property tax bills is $213. To qualify for the lottery and gaming credit, you must be a Wisconsin resident, own a dwelling, and use it as your primary residence as of the January 1st certification date of the year the property taxes are levied, in this case, January 1st, 2024. If an owner is temporarily absent, typically for a period no longer than 6 months, the primary residence is the home where the owner returns. Principal dwelling means any dwelling the owner uses as their primary residence. You cannot claim the lottery and gaming credit on business property, rental units, vacant land, garages, or other property that is not the owner's primary residence. If a property owner is eligible for the credit as of January 1st, 2024, they should use the online portal to apply for the lottery and gaming credit. Department of Revenue will send the information to the county treasurer where the property is located or to the city treasurer if the property is located in a city that collects taxes under state law. A property owner only needs to apply for the credit one time. Once applied, the credit will continue annually for that residence. Lottery and gaming credit information, including the online application portal, walkthrough videos, and common questions, are located on the Lottery and Gaming Credit Forms page on the Department of Revenue's website.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks. The Order, starring Jude Law as an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group, is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of fog and lows in the upper 20s. And staying mostly cloudy for tomorrow, high in the mid-30s. A little bit of sunshine on New Year's Day, high in the mid-20s. And around 20 to the low 20s with more sun Thursday and Friday. Current temp is 30.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey K., a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we run through some of our favorite This Shouldn't Be a Things. Also, we talk the wonderful world of weddings coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Got to pay your dues if you want to see the
solution, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app. Let us know if you're watching on the stream. There is there are many ways to get a hold of us, so please be part of the show. Always more fun. Comedian Bill Gorgo is here at 7:20. He's one of the Chicago Comedy All-Stars who will be performing in Port Washington tomorrow night. So if you're still looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, I believe there are still tickets available. We'll talk to Bill about that show. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a gentleman who has not been on the show before, but I've heard a lot about this guy. Very excited to have him here in studio, one of Wisconsin's own. And I said Appleton-based comedian before. I was wrong. He's a De Pere or Green Bay-based comedian. John Egan joins me here in the studio. Hey, John.
Hello, sir.
Great to meet you.
You too.
So how are you? What did you find the place okay?
Yeah. No, I went to college here. In Green Bay.
Yeah.
So it's, I've not seen this studio before. I'm not sure why. I'm
kinda
always
new.
Here. It seems newer. So like it was just different. Cause I used to, we actually used to do next door, there's Hinterland. Not Hinterland. What is it?
Hagermeister.
We actually used to do shows there.
Oh.
Forever ago.
Used to do shows at the Haberdasher.
Okay.
Right before Hagermeister.
Yeah.
Crowds are terrible. And they would all be in the changing rooms. But that's cool. Hagermeister is a good place. They have great music there sometimes. And do they still do comedy there?
No, we haven't done one for a very long time. But there was like, it was like ownership management changes. But it was fun. It was a good time.
So I thought you were from Appleton, but Northeast Wisconsin. You know, I'm sure you work all the clubs. I worked years ago, Skyline, in the 90s. Frank Hermans, who I assume you've heard of, he's kind of a staple here in Green Bay, a great guy. He and his brother had a comedy club just down Washington here.
Yes, which was that?
It was
that
called Docs.
Was it Docs? Okay.
And I don't think it was around. I think they both kind of moved on to other endeavors, but they were probably there 5 or 10 years, and I don't know if you've ever worked there. But other than that, I think Green Bay had a Funny Bone for a while, but do they have a full-time comedy club here right now?
Not a full-time stand-up club, no. There's Comedy City in De Pere, but that's mostly improv, but there are some stand-ups and other shows. But no, there is no full-time comedy club in Green Bay currently.
What do you make of that? It seems like there should be.
It's not sustainable. I don't.
Really?
It's not anybody's fault. It's just like the market, because I help produce Don't Tell. If you don't know what that is, basically it's like a nationwide series of shows. And you sign up on the website and you get tickets and then what they do is at noon, they email you where the location is.
Oh.
So we do that once every 3 months.
That's kind
of fun. But it's like supporting local businesses that you don't know the lineup, and it's all a big complete surprise. And even that, like, we can't be like big cities. We can't do one every month because we don't sell out. It's just one of those things where I think like comedy for this area is one of those things. It's like if it's a big night out, but if people in this area know they can go to something whenever they want, they are less likely to do it. I don't think it's a knock. It's just how that is.
Yeah.
And you have to go around the Packer schedule, time of year, can't do summers. Like, so you have to figure it out.
That is so strange. Like here in Wisconsin, I remember, like, even when I was a stand-up, I was Chicago-based, but I loved, like, my favorite club was the one in Milwaukee, the Comedy Cafe at the time.
Yeah.
And, but they would all say, well, we're paying summer money, because they wouldn't get the crowds in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that you're dealing with that in a state that is, I think, supportive of comedy and has good comedians. You know, in the summer, people just don't want to be inside here because the summer's so short in the Midwest.
Yeah. The only thing that balances it is I've never seen a state with more, like, one night shows. Like I have performed in like every single small town in this state. That's the thing. Like I said, they love comedy. Like people in the state love comedy, but like it's all just random here and there. It's like a Valentine's Day show or a New Year's show or like a random Tuesday in, you know, like where Jim Jack Links is made. Like it's something like that.
You know what I found too in Wisconsin? Wisconsinites are funny.
Yeah.
And they kind of know they're funny.
That's true.
And they're a little cocky about it.
That's like, true. There's always a joke. Crowd. Yes, there's always
like,
something.
When I would perform in Chicago, people would just come up and nod at you and say good show or whatever. Here, you know, people are, they are funny.
Yeah.
And they'll kind of let you know about it. Like, I've always felt like I got in Wisconsin more than anywhere else. Like, you know, when I'm at work, I'm really funny. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that? Or am I way off?
No, that does. I would say, especially after shows. Yeah, there's always the talk, bring up, tell you a joke. Do something, have something to talk about. Yes, absolutely. Something to make you laugh or laugh at themselves. So they could say, oh, I was funnier than that person when they got home.
Or they have too much drink and think they're helping the show when they're
always
heckling and they're not. Hey. This is how I met you, I think, is interesting because I do this football fundraiser in Marinette. I've been doing it since I moved back here for like 12 years now. And we, I book different comedians every year, mm-hmm. and I got your name and heard nothing but great things about you from Mike Mercury,
yes.
who's been on the show. I'm excited to have you do that show, because that's all parents of kids that play sports, and it's mm-hmm. a fundraiser, usually a pretty good crowd. Johnny Beaner will be on that show. Jessica Phillips, who is from the UP, will be on that show.
All J's.
I'll open it. Yeah.
You got to change your name.
You know what? I'm a junior.
There you go. Jessica, John, Johnny.
Anything that could set you apart, I think. But have you noticed, like, you know, Marinette's a small town.
Yeah.
I was looking at where you tour.
Yeah.
And you're all over Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some dates outside of the state. Do you prefer to work in Wisconsin or stay close to home? Or is that just where you've had the most success?
Yeah, it's really a combination of all that. Where, you know, like I've got a younger family. And also, as soon as you hit the Chicago area, you have 800 comics
who are
doing the same thing. And once you hit that threshold, you can start getting to know people, obviously tribal other clubs, but you have all those comics who make that whole area.
Yeah.
So you've got the state of Illinois into Iowa, Indiana, Michigan.
Right.
Like, so they are spread out because they want to fill their time and do their schedule. Where, like, you know, Wisconsin comics won't move over there. But then when you get to the border of Wisconsin, all the Minnesota comics are there. It's a very easy drive for them to take over that area too and do that. So I think it's just more of how it comes up. And, you know, when I end up saying yes to and available to, it's mostly Wisconsin. So.
I noticed, like, and I haven't been on that, like, traveling circuit for years, but it's interesting how cities have a persona, so to speak. Like, yeah. I always thought Minneapolis comics had weird hair and different points of view than Milwaukee comics or Chicago comics. Do you find that? Like, or Boston comics.
Yeah.
They're all, like, fast-talking. They got that accent. Very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
I would say, I don't really think about it, but that's true. Like, I feel like Minnesota is more of the smart comics. Like, the smartest comics I've ever known come from there. Like, the smartest jokes or the different styles or the ones that make you think. Milwaukee, I would say, just more like alternative. It's more of like an alt feel, like a grungy basement type comedy, but it's all funny. Like, there's always a guy in a sweatshirt with a hole in it. drinking a High Life, but who had the funniest 10 minutes you've ever seen in your life. So I agree. Yeah, for sure.
Here's what I'll say too. I felt like, and I'm going back again, I'm not trying, you're the comedian here, but I remember loving the guys the most that made me laugh off stage.
Yeah.
I loved the guys that made me laugh on stage, but the guys that were more fun to hang out with were the guys that really cracked you up off stage. And there was a ton of those in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You find that?
Well, for me, it's I want you to be funny on stage. Like, if I watch, I really like you.
That's gonna be tough.
I really like you, but be funny too.
Like, well, of course.
Let's do this. Like, make me laugh. That's the whole point. You're right. It's the hangs are always the best. Doing the extra stuff is my appeal. Like, the overnight shows, like, some areas I want to go there, even if it's not the most money, because I'm like, nope, I'm not going to have a good time there.
Yeah.
Like, Janesville, they now have a comedy club called the Comedy Cabin. But before there, they just had, like, shows once in a while. And I would go to Janesville whenever I could, because there's something called the Tom's Food Buffet, I think it's called, or Tom's Pizza.
Okay.
Best buffet I've ever had in my life.
Oh, wow.
And that's what I would go to Janesville just for that. I'd be like, you know what?
Free food.
If I do my show Friday, I will wake up hungover Saturday, and I will have the best buffet, and I can take a nap, and then I can do the other show. Like, that's...
Oh, it's one of the perks, right?
Yeah.
Of working the road. That's great. I remember there was a guy in Goshen, Indiana. There was a guy, Big Ed, in Chicago, who booked a ton of stuff into Wisconsin, Indiana, and he got free food. Well, one of the comics went down there and ordered lobster.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize he was supposed to take the food from the buffet, so Big Ed gets stuck with, like, a $300 bill.
Oh, okay.
Those stories always crack me up, too. But
I'll
go regular buffet. I don't need anything off the menu.
No,
I'm fine with it all you can eat.
Yeah, when I get offered a pizza, I'm like, thank you. That's very nice of you. There's a place up in Minnesota, I won't say what, but they way back when, you would go there and they kept, like, pounding you, like, you want some food? No, I'm good. Are you sure you don't want some food? It was like an Irish pub. And I was like, finally, I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll have a Reuben. And then they end the show, bill and my drinks. And I was like, oh, come on. You were pressing. Like, tell me. At any point during these 3 hours, you could have told me that none of this was free. You were the one pressing me. And I was like, oh, it's not your fault.
Okay. I have a similar story, and this made me so mad. I bailed on this guy. I never believed in burning bridges.
Yeah.
But there was a room somewhere in Pennsylvania. I won't say who booked it or whatever, but the guy, this Italian guy who owned it, was a really friendly guy, sarcastic, kind of made me laugh. I was like, oh, that's nice that a club owner can be funny too. But he sat at the end of the bar like the Godfather, And he's like, have you tried our linguine and clams? I'm like, no, I haven't. He goes, get him a plate of the linguine and clams. And I'm like, all right. So I ate it. Same thing. I got a bill for $14.
Yeah.
And then he screwed me over another time in another comic during a snowstorm. So when I moved to LA, I canceled like 2 days out on him. And yeah. I kind of felt bad, even though I couldn't stand the guy. He's a terrible person. But you have your own code of ethics. You know, you're like,
right.
That's how much I dislike that guy.
Yeah.
I don't do that to people, well, but I did that to you.
As a comic, it's a good point when you can say no.
Yeah.
That's when you know that you're good and like you're not like worried where you're just scrapping by and just like, oh, no, I'll do this for $50 for 4 hours. It's like, no.
John, I was bagging groceries when I did it, but I didn't care. It was the principle of the thing. So are you okay? So what gigs do you have other than Marinette?
Right.
Which I'm sure you're looking forward to, as we all are. What do you have coming up around the area? Where can people see you?
Don't tell Green Bay. I think the next one might be in March. But otherwise, I'm doing, it's sold out tomorrow, but I'm doing Comedy City New Year's Eve tomorrow. I'm doing
a
set of shows in Negaunee, Michigan, January 25th. And then
I've worked that room.
And then Sheboygan, 26th, the bowling alley.
Oh, nice.
Have you done that run before?
Negaunee's like an Italian restaurant,
yes,
right?
Yes, Pasquale's.
Yeah. That's kind of a fun.
Yes.
I hadn't done stand-up. It was like 2015. I had been back here like, I don't know, 3 years or whatever. I got a call from Samara
yep,
in Milwaukee.
Yep, she's
like,
still doing that.
Hey, are you free Friday? I'm like, depends. Yeah. I hadn't done stand-up. Like, and I had been writing for 15 years, and she's like, we desperately need someone in Negaunee.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. I had a friend who was an FBI agent in Marquette. He met me there. I went there. The crowd was great. We ended up having drinks till like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I stayed at some mom and pop hotel.
Yeah.
It was a really fun gig.
That is one of the best. It's awesome. Because the first time I headlined there, they had those beer drafts, you know, the giant tubes. And the crowd bought me one, and I ended up doing the whole thing, like, during my set. So I barely finished my set after I finished it because we were just having fun doing it. It was, like, more of the challenge.
They just want
to party. And it was more of the challenge. I sold all my merch out that night. And then, I had to get drive to the terrible motel they give you. But it was fun. I'm very excited to be back.
That motel, I was sure I was not staying. I mean, it's 2 hours from where I live, Marinette. I'm like, I'm coming back. I don't want to stay. They're supposed to get snow. I wanted to get back before the snow. Well, my buddy, family friend, shows up with his partner, two FBI guys.
Yeah.
So I am picking their brain.
Yeah.
I'm asking them. They're swapping stories, drinking pitchers of beer. So I had to go back to that mom and pop hotel at 2 a.m. and say, hello.
Yeah.
I decided to stay here all. And they were furious.
I'm sure.
I was like, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me.
That place, man, that's something else. That's where you bring your own sheets and your own pillowcase and you do your own stuff.
I feel like something bad must have happened there at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
My guest is John Egan. He's joining us here in the studio. He comes to us all the way from De Pere, Wisconsin. You can see him. What did you just say? Comedy City on tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. It is sold out. So I don't know why I plugged it, but it's sold
out. That's all right. It's just, you're in demand. Now people know to move a little faster next time. All right, so where can people see after that? Anything into the new year coming up?
Yeah, just here Negaunee? And there. I mean, like Wapaka, it's on johnnyginstuff.com. I haven't memorized it right now, but I'm through March right now. So, you know, it just comes and, you know, you got to get in between kids' basketball games and other kids' dances and friends and family. And you know.
Is that why you work? You try to work close to home because you got young kids?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of it because I can't say yes to everything, you know, and that's one of those things where you're like, you know, it's a good excuse, too, when you're not famous. Just say, oh, no, I got a family. I'm not a piece of crap. I got a family. I got stuff going on.
It's nice. I'm booked that night. Yeah. I'm heading my daughter's making brownies with her friends, but it's a gig.
I got to see Sonic 3 and not fall asleep to help my kid.
All right. John Egan is here in the studio. And when we come back, I'm going to ask John, what am I going to ask you, John? I got so much to get to. We got to get to your sports website.
Yes.
That sounded really cool. Conrad's probably, do you know what what this guy does?
I hear a sports website and I'm interested instantly.
All right, way to do your homework. Conrad loves sports too. So you guys, I see a friendship developing.
Right. I can tell through the glass.
How awkward can I make this?
I can tell. We're already friends.
All right, we'll be right back with John Egan. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with the love, with the love that's so, so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
News from the center, WRCE. I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the Recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Get up on.
Sometimes I just don't even like reading texts, especially, you know, you're familiar with my buddy Dave, who always just texts me personally, refuses.
Yeah, yeah.
He always make a game out of it. Like, he won't text the show. He says he wants to stop picking his feet at night for New Year's resolution. That's just awful.
Picking?
Just sitting there picking at his feet.
He knows he can just put on socks, right?
He could, or, you know, put some lotion.
These are very simple solutions.
He wishes he could stop, though. He can't stop. John,
all I'm saying is socks. Just socks and some tape.
All right. You heard it, Dave. Get some socks.
That's
our question. What is your New Year's resolution? Let us know at 855-752-4842. I have decided I'm going to try to give up processed sugar this year. Conrad is going to try to take better care of yourself.
Yeah, work on the health.
Take a good swim in Lake Erie.
Very specific of you. Thank
yeah,
you.
I was just going to say.
It's very broad.
Yeah. What about you, John? You got one?
Oh, I need to do, like, here's the thing. I was, I used to be like 240 pounds.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, very big. I got down to like 165, and now my age is just like destroying my body. So I'm just, I got to do that. I got to kick my butt into gear.
Do you mean? Like, you're going to try to lose more weight?
I just need to lose weight again. Okay. Yeah, I could use a good 10. A good 10 would be good for me.
Yeah, I need about 20. I'm not going to lie. I got to get rid of 20. I almost wanted to come on and say I'm trying to gain weight. Remember when you're in like high school?
Yeah.
I got to gain weight.
Oh, no, I was always fat. I have no idea what that concept is.
You for losing that kind of weight. That's incredible.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Actually, Weight Watchers. I mean, and it turns out when you eat and exercise and then you find out what you're eating, that's a huge one. But for me, that's just the system that worked for me, just to realize like that, you know, you can't use 4 scoops of peanut butter on a peanut butter sandwich, and there's bread out there that's way better for you than white, you know, some of the stuff. Yeah, or the stuff you get at the store. You know?
Everybody, I've heard a lot of people say that Weight Watchers is the way to go because it's like moderation, mm-hmm. and you get rid of your cravings and that kind of stuff, and that's part of the battle, right?
It is. I have my problems with it because I think that they actually just updated it because last year I was being like a troll on the Weight Watchers app because a lot of times a lot of the like superfoods, like really good foods for you, are tons of points.
Yeah.
Like oils are still lots of points, and avocados and like nuts, and it's like that food is so good for you. Obviously, I get that the moderation, you should not have 3 cups of nuts. Like, that's not great for you.
Right.
But that's way better than eating a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Eating an avocado in the morning is way better for you than a bowl of Cheerios. Like, it's just better. It's like better for your body. But
And all those natural foods, like for me, that's the biggest thing. Like I would go, I'm like, oh God, I'm craving a soda right now.
Yeah.
Or fast food. But when you kick those habits, like you don't want anything to do with that stuff. It's such a great feeling.
And that's what's frustrating right now with me. Cause like, I don't know, it's my body. It's age as well, but you know, I don't drink soda. I don't eat fast food. I don't have junk food in my house. I don't do any of that. I exercise, I watch what I eat. And then the doctors, like I was the doctors, they did all this tests. They're like, yeah, I don't know. I guess your metabolism is your parents' fault. Like they don't know what to do because they're just like, we don't know what's going on with you either.
Oh, really?
There's no reason. Like I testosterone's fine. All the blood work's great. And they're just like, we got no answers for you.
Like, how do you check your testosterone?
I think it's a blood test. I think they just check if you can, they can notice if you have like a low T type, all those low T commercials.
Low T, right.
Yeah. So I'm fine. I'm good.
What if you have high E?
What's that?
Estrogen?
Oh, I don't know. I think that goes along with the testosterone.
Conrad, you ever have your estrogen checked?
Can't say I have. No
time like the present, buddy. All right. So did you? Okay, let me ask you this, John. When you lost weight,
yeah,
did you lose any jokes?
A couple, but not many. If anything, I gained them because you could talk about losing weight. Nice. And like I said, I thought I'd be a model, and I just realized how big my ears were. That was the big one. Is that just became very prevalent, like my features.
How did you get started doing stand-up? Where did you start, and how did you, like, did a flip switch where you're like, hey, I think I can do this?
Well, it was, I knew as early as fourth grade. It's very dated now, but nice. Listening in fourth grade, which I shouldn't have, but I listened to Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer, which nowadays, not great, probably a great album to listen to. It probably doesn't hold up, a very Bill Hicks ripoff. But at the time, for me, that's all I knew, is Dennis Leary, MTV. A guy who was just angry and ranting. That's kind of always been my like go-to like happy place of someone being angry and ranting. So like I remember just being on the floor and then just realize like think just assuming because I where I lived and how I grew up that I didn't have a chance. Like I didn't there was no internet. You couldn't just be like, oh, by the way, everyone just moves to LA or Chicago. Or you could just move to these big cities and do that. I think I was just more afraid of like a backup plan. And then so I did improv in high school. I did a little bit of stand-up in college. It was so bad. I was a part of this like little stand-up group, and we bombed every show. Just terrible shows. Everything was terrible. So I quit, and then I started back up around 26, 27. Okay. And then, you know, but Skyline, Cliff, the old owner there, was so great. It was one of those things where there were two clubs in the area competing, and he needed more comics to help fill the place because the comic couldn't work at this. There's two comedy clubs that happened. They couldn't work together.
Yeah.
So if you worked at the one club, you couldn't at the other. And I got really lucky and I got in as a host right away. And so I learned everything in like 2 or 3
That's
years.
So cool.
Yeah.
Does being in Northeast Wisconsin, or more specifically, De Pere, Green Bay, help shape your comedy in any way? And if so, how?
That's a good question. Because I try not to have a lot of local stuff. It's more of, I do more of like, almost storytelling jokes type thing and like things that have happened to me and stuff like that. So for coming from Green Bay, I don't know, but I think if like things happen to me or like stuff that I observe, it jumps in. But yeah, for me, I don't have a whole lot of local stuff, honestly.
Do you have, how do you think it is from a convenience standpoint where you're located? Now you've made it work for you because you work a lot of Wisconsin stuff, but do you ever wish, and we'll do the news, but we'll come back and you can answer this.
Sure.
Wish you lived in a bigger area or something that was, you know, more conducive to, or easier travel, I guess.
Sure.
So think about that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about your sports website.
Yes.
Which is really impressive. It's not even like a side hustle. I mean, that's like, it looks like something you do full time. Like, it's a very impressive website. So we'll talk about that too. My guest is John Egan, and we're talking comedy. We're talking sports websites and all kinds of stuff and whatever's on his mind. If you have anything you want to get off your chest, John, this is the place.
I clearly did already. I talked about my weight for 25 stupid minutes.
All right, we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have found a way to talk around the problem. Building towers for side isn't anything at all. Why the sky and so the sky.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be here with a Tuesday tangent from Luke, and we'll celebrate the new year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Funeral arrangements for former President Carter taking shape. Mr. Carter's remains to lie in state at the Capitol from next Tuesday through Thursday. There will also be activity in Georgia.
The former president's remains will be moved on Saturday, and then he will stop at the State House here in Atlanta, then here at the Carter Center, where people can pay their respects. Then he will head to Washington, where there is a public viewing at the U.S. Capitol.
ABC's Steve Osunsami. The Washington, D.C.-based federal appeals court upheld a jury's finding in a civil case that Donald Trump sexually abused columnist E. Jean Carroll in the 90s and awarded her $5 million. Ian Kramer, grown son of North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Kramer, was sentenced to 28 years in prison in a wild chase in 2023 during which he plowed into a sheriff's deputy's vehicle, killing that deputy. This is ABC News.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed.